I tapped my logout icon, and my avatar began to dematerialize in front of him. He didn't seem surprised. He just looked at me sadly and shook his head. "Stupid move, kid," he said, just before my visor went black. I sat there in the darkness of my hideout, wincing and waiting for the detonation. But a full minute passed and nothing happened. I slid my visor up and pulled off my gloves with shaking hands. As my eyes began to adjust to the darkness, I let out a tentative sigh of relief. It had been a bluff, after all. Sorrento had been playing an elaborate mind game with me, an effective one, too. As I was gulping down a bottle of water, I realized that I should log back in and warn H and Artemis. The Sixers would go after them next. I was pulling my gloves back on when I heard the explosion. I felt the shockwave a split second after I heard the detonation and instinctively dropped to the floor of my hideout with my arms wrapped over my head. In the distance, I could hear the sound of rending metal as several trailer stacks began to collapse, ripping free of their scaffolding and crashing against one another like massive dominoes. These horrific sounds continued for what seemed like a very long time. Then it was silent again. I eventually overcame my paralysis and opened the rear door of the van. In a nightmare-like daze, I made my way to the outskirts of the junk pile, and from there I could see a giant pillar of smoke and flames rising from the opposite end of the stacks. I followed the stream of people already running in that direction along the northern perimeter of the stacks. The stack containing my aunt's trailer had collapsed into a fiery, smoking ruin, along with all of the stacks adjacent to it. There was nothing there now but a massive pile of twisted, flaming metal. I kept my distance, but a large crowd of people had already gathered up ahead of me, standing as close to the blaze as they dared. No one bothered trying to enter the wreckage to look for survivors. It was obvious there weren't going to be any. An ancient propane tank attached to one of the crushed trailers detonated in a small explosion, causing the crowd to scatter and dive for cover. Several more tanks detonated in rapid succession. After that, the onlookers moved much farther back and kept their distance. The residents who lived in the nearby stacks knew that if the fire spread, they were in big trouble, so a lot of people were already scrambling to fight the blaze using garden hoses, buckets, empty big gulp cups, and whatever else they could find. Before long, the flames were contained and the fire began to die out. As I watched in silence, I could already hear the people around me murmuring, saying that it was probably another meth lab accident, or that some idiot must have been trying to build a homemade bomb, just as Sorrento had predicted. That thought snapped me out of my daze. What was I thinking? The Sixers had just tried to kill me. They probably still had agents lurking here in the stacks, checking to make sure I was dead, and like a total idiot, I was standing right out in the open. I faded away from the crowd and hurried back to my hideout, being careful not to run, constantly glancing over my shoulder to make sure I wasn't being followed. Once I was back inside the van, I slammed and locked the door, then curled into a quivering ball in the corner. I stayed like that for a long time. Eventually, the shock began to wear off, and the reality of what had just happened started to sink in. My Aunt Alice and her boyfriend Rick were dead, along with everyone who had lived in our trailer and in the trailers below and around it, including sweet old Mrs. Gilmore. And if I had been at home, I would be dead now too. I was jacked up on adrenaline, unsure of what to do next. Overcome by a paralyzing mixture of fear and rage, I thought about logging into the Oasis to call the police, but then considered how they would react when I told them my story. They'd think I was a raving nut job, and if I called the media, they'd react the same way. There was no way anyone would believe my story. Not unless I revealed that I was Parzival, and maybe not even then. I didn't have a shred of proof against Sorrento and the Sixers. All traces of the bomb they'd planted were probably melting into slag right now. revealing my identity to the world so that I could accuse one of the world's most powerful corporations of blackmail and murder didn't seem like the smartest move. No one would believe me. I could barely believe it myself. IOI had actually tried to kill me, to prevent me from winning a video game contest. It was insane. I seemed to be safe in my hideout for the moment, but I knew I couldn't stay in the stacks much longer. When the Sixers found out I was still alive, they would come back here looking for me. I needed to get the hell out of Dodge, but I couldn't do that until I had some money, and my first endorsement checks wouldn't be deposited for another day or two. I would just have to lie low until then. But right now, I needed to talk to H, to warn him that he was next on the Sixers' hit list. I was also desperate to see a friendly face.